Okay. Could Secretary call the roll?
Yes. Lydia Brasson?
Here.
Tony Norman?
Present.
Janet Cobram?
Present.
Adriana Casnight here. Sam Agarwal, he asked for an excused absence. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Michael Novick?
Present.
Vinisha Patel? Celine Roberts? Nancy Sorden?
We have Gordon.
Did anyone contact Nancy? I saw that her, the email for the notice that.
Yes, was about
her name was on the her, we had her. She was listed on the email.
But
it's out. We had a meeting tonight. I just left that meeting.
Okay. But I'm saying it bounced, so I'm not sure she knows she's on this meeting.
And also, they sent out the general. You mean the general notice bounced, but the coordinating committee?
Yeah, I think that's what bounced.
But I also sent out a personal email. I sent emails out to everyone that I have on the committee with a copy of the agenda. So I will have to follow up on that.
I sent an email with the minutes, and that bounced, too.
Yeah.
So I'm not... I didn't get the one I sent with the agenda didn't bounce, the one I had for, but I'll check on that. Okay, did everybody get the draft agenda?
Yes.
I think we had some recommendations to add to that. Lydia and Adriana mentioned about the issue of contracts. We want to add that to the agenda. What do you want to put that? Do we want to put it after the May 5th meeting?
Pardon?
What do you want? Are we going to discuss that after the May 5th agenda meeting, or what do you want to put this on the agenda?
Yeah, it's not urgent. It's a heavy topic, but we need to start chipping away at it.
So,
Janet?
Yeah, Janet.
So, should it be, all right, so the coordinating committee motion and report that was on the April agendas was postponed to the May meeting, and there were two items on that, and I'm wondering whether this should be added to that. Just to start a discussion going. I'm unclear what you're saying.
What are you saying? I'm
so
not sure.
What are you
recommending, Janet?
All right, so there are two sub-items on the coordinating committee motion and report that had been on the April agendas but was postponed.
Janet, just to clarify, I sent out a draft agenda. What we're trying to figure
right.
out where we want to add the contract.
Right, and I'm addressing that.
Recommendation.
I am, and that's what I'm trying to address.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering whether that could be added as a third sub-item just to start the conversation going.
Sub-item where on the agenda?
Under
you're asking to... Do we need to discuss it before the May 5th agenda so we can put it on the May 5th agenda?
Or as part of the discussion of the May 5th agenda, yes.
What are you recommending to put it at? So then why don't you bring it up when we discuss the May 5th agenda then?
Okay. But I'm just wondering whether that would be, you know, Lydia, I'd like to hear from Lydia about that idea.
Well, when we get there, when we get to discussing contracts, I mean, that won't be ready for the general agenda. This is a
right. Right, but I'm just saying to start a discussion going or to...
Well, if you say it's not going to be ready, when you say it's not going to be ready, you mean not ready for May the 5th?
Yes.
So then let's put it after we discuss the May 5th agenda.
Okay.
Okay. And then, Janet, you had your items you wanted to bring up after we discussed that?
Well, my items were to amend the motion that around the PNB secretary support, and I sent what recommended. So can we?
Well, we agreed to postpone that to the next meeting. Wouldn't that come
exactly
under the agenda item?
May I finish?
Yes.
So, yes, it was postponed to the May 5th meeting, but the motion that was part of the items that were postponed to the May 5th meeting included a motion on the PNB secretary, and I want to amend that motion. So an amended motion, if this committee approves it, would be the one that would be considered, not the original one.
Well, the committee is out. What's that? Who is that?
Is that a substitute motion?
No, it's just a motion to... All right, so prior to the item on today's agenda, which is PNB meetings, could we just discuss my motion to amend that motion? And then if that motion does get amended, then that would be included in the May 5th agenda. My motion is to...
Put that item under May. All we're doing now is taking amendments to the agenda. Why don't you put that under the May 5th agenda so we can discuss it when we get to that, rather than getting into a discussion on it now?
Well, the discussion, I'm not asking for a discussion on the motion now. I mean, on the amendment.
All I'm saying is we're amending the agenda, Janet, and we'll put that under the May 5th agenda. You can bring it up and we'll just have a full discussion on it.
All right.
Okay. Is there any amendments to the agenda we have? Yeah, Adriana.
Yes. To add number three, or not number three, but after PNB meetings, put the item that we already talked about, that is the contract policy oversight, put it in the agenda, and then if we don't meet that today, at least it's on the agenda.
Okay.
Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet.
So, Adriana, are you saying that it would be item number three, one is May 5th agenda, item two is in-person meeting date, and are you saying that would be item three?
No. It's a different item. Call to order, minute approval, PNB meetings, and then the contract policy oversight.
Oh, so a whole separate item. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Any other amendments to the agenda? Okay. Is there any objection to this agenda that we have? Okay. Without objection.
Yes, Janet. Janet, one more.
Yes, Janet.
Sorry. Next meeting. Schedule next meeting.
I thought we agreed to a meeting date. I thought we had a regular meeting date as to the, was it the last Wednesday, because I thought we voted on that at our first or second meeting.
Yes, the third Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, I thought we selected a regular meeting then.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Okay. So if there are no objections to the agenda.
Michael, point of information, is it the third one? It's the fourth Wednesday, the last Wednesday? What's the schedule? Because I missed the first meeting.
Yeah, because today is the last Wednesday.
I thought it was the last Wednesday of the month.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. If there's no further objections, we have the agenda adopted. First item are the approval of the minutes. Did everybody get a chance to review the minutes? Oh.
Point of information.
Yes, Janet.
So are there two sets of minutes? Because I sent the March 30th draft minutes. And then I think Adriana sent.
I didn't receive the March 30th. When you sent it?
I sent it some time ago, but I resent it today.
I didn't receive it. I don't. I have the February 24, 2016 minutes, but I don't. Can you tell us when you send it, Janet?
I resent it today, a little over an hour ago, but initially I sent it on March 30th.
You said that you sent it like an hour ago. I don't have it. I didn't receive it. I don't know if anybody else received it.
I received the both minutes.
Let's see. Maybe I'm... Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I have it.
So those are not two set of minutes? Those are the same minutes? Or
no.
What minutes?
Separate.
Okay. What minutes did you send again, Janet? What's the date? What's the date?
March 30th. The last.
And Adriana, you sent the what minutes?
February 24, 2016.
Okay, did everybody get both of those minutes? Let's start with the February minutes. Did everybody get a copy of those minutes? Everybody had a chance to review those minutes?
Yes.
Are there any objections to adopting the February minutes?
I will abstain to voting in the March 30 minutes because obviously I couldn't participate.
Okay, let's get the February minutes out. Are there any objections to approving the February minutes? Okay, no objection. Now we get to the March. Anybody has any discussion on the March minute? I mean, Adriana said she wants to abstain. Any other discussion on the March minute? Okay, if there's no objections, we adopt the March minutes. Okay, we're going to the May 5th agenda item. Let's start off with Lydia. You want to do a report on what items you may have in front of us to consider for the vote to bring up for the next PMB meeting?
I don't have anything for a vote. But I would hopefully have some information on the upcoming elections and the hiring of a national election supervisor. I do want to mention, because there has been confusion because of an omission on the budget of the election supervisor. Of course, you know, back in in March, we posted the job description and an ad, and I have been actively trying to find a national election supervisor, so placing calls, oriented organizations to see who's available. It's a competitive time because of the real world elections, of course. And so, but I have some leads. I mean, calls that I had placed that they will recommend some people to me. That hasn't happened yet. People I've worked with before are not available, and so it's been a tough road to hoe. However, a previous election supervisor said, although he's working full time, that he would be happy to help train. And election process. So hopefully that will not be necessary. I prefer having someone that's far more experienced, but if all else fails, we do have that as an option. That's my backup. And I'm sure he would be well trained, so I don't want to dim view of that. The good news, I think, in terms of the elections is, of course, the fact that we just had them. So a lot of things are fresh, hopefully. Addresses have been corrected. That is my primary focus, is trying to make sure right now to urge all the GMs to make sure that the lists are current. Anyone who has engaged in mailing out the slate mailers know how many hundreds of them get mailed back because of erroneous addresses and so forth, which means our appeals also end up in the same wastebasket because they have wrong address. But in relation to the elections, we don't have quorum.
The leader is recording this conference.
We might make quorum if they actually received it.
Nancy on the call. Sorry for being late.
Hi, Nancy. So I will want to make a brief report. I don't have anything for anyone to vote on. We'll be in the middle of a fund drive at all the stations, and there you go. We all have something good to report on in open session.
Janet, point of information.
But first, just a quick question to Lydia on that. Do we need to do an amendment to the budget on Thursday to add the election expenses? Someone have to do that? Because it wasn't in the budget.
Someone will have to do that preferably from the plan. I mean, I have sent emails to Brian, who I don't know if he's permanent chair or chair pro tem, but anyway, and to other members of the finance committee to please rectify that. It was clearly an oversight. Part of the problem was, and I was on the finance committee when we approved the budget back in the day, but and it's been months and months, and part of the problem is that, of course, this should have been moved forward as we approve budgets. I think for this coming period, as a budget is approved, we should put it on the agenda and not wait until they all approve, because then they just really fail and we don't catch these things. But anyway, at the time, I think there was a carryover amount from the scene since 2015 spilled so far, farther into 2016 than it has been here. So some of us assumed those were the election figures.
Yeah, anyway. Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet.
Okay, several questions. One, so Lydia, are you saying you would want an IED report on the agenda to address these different, at least the election issues?
No more than 10 minutes. It's going to be election and the in-person meeting.
Okay, so 10 minutes. All right. And then I just wanted to...
It's not a 10. I want to clarify. That's 10 minutes including questions, not...
Yeah.
He's speaking for 10 minutes.
Right. And then the other matter has to do with the amending the P&O budget. It's my understanding that there is an NFC meeting on the 4th of May, which is the day before, and I would think that it should be addressed there and then brought to the PNB meeting, you know, as part of the Finance Committee decisions on the next day, you know, this May 5th meeting. So rather than this being added as a separate item by, you know, on the PNB agenda, it would be part of the Finance Committee report. I don't know. I'm just bringing that up as an approach.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
I would recommend putting this, because that issue has been raised as part of the lawsuit against Pacifica, then I would ask that it be a special order of business at the highest level on the agenda.
Point of information, Nancy?
Yes, Nancy.
Oh, I just missed what that was about. That.
If I may, it's what happened was that when we approved the Pacifica National Office budget months ago, it was brought before the board a week and a half ago. That it was passed by the board, and without anyone noticing that somewhere along the line the elections for this year were not reflected in the national budget. They are reflected, I believe, I haven't checked them all, but in the station budget. This is strictly the elections, but on the national office budget, it was not reflected, and that needs to be corrected. And because it has been raised as an issue by the plaintiffs, those suing Pacifica, then it needs to be corrected as soon as possible, in my opinion. I mean, elections are advertised, all of that, but nevertheless, that was an omission that should be corrected, and I recommend a special order of business.
Okay.
Janet?
Yeah, Janet.
All right, so I'm just thinking about process here. So we've had two recommendations from Lydia, and I wanted to, I don't know, it wasn't in the form of a motion or motions, but I wanted to go that direction so that we can just take care of this. And my understanding is, one is, and I can move each of these, but they should be addressed separately, to add an IED report. This is to the May 5th agenda, an IED report of 10 minutes total for everything. And then the second is to add a special order of business to amend the 2016 PNO budget to include the 2016 NES expense. Those two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who is that?
Is that a motion that needs seconding?
No seconds on committees, but yeah. Motion, sure. Two motions.
Yeah, any discussion on that? Just to say that generally we're going to have executive director report and CFO report, but you have the executive director report for 10 minutes and a special order of business. Any discussion on that?
Point of information?
Adriana, yes.
May I have those motions in writing?
Janet?
I'll email them.
Thank you, Janet.
Okay. Is there any objection to those motions? Okay. No objections. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any
Janet.
Other... who is that?
Yeah, Janet. I had two items.
Yeah, Janet.
Adriana.
And then Adriana.
Okay, one is I want to amend the secretary motion that we passed at the March 30th meeting. And I sent an email regarding how I would like to amend that motion. And the other has to do with carrying over items from the April 21st meeting to discuss which, if any, items should be carried over to the May 5th agenda that were not reached.
Well, let's deal with the first one first, and then we can get to the next one.
Your information, Michael?
Yes, Michael.
Where did you send the motion about how you wanted to amend the secretary?
Where did I send it? I mean, I sent it to the whole list, and I'm trying to find it. Right. I sent it at 3:40 p.m. today, Eastern Time. I sent it from secretary, you know, because I'm on this committee as the secretary, and I sent it from the secretary email.
Eastern, or it's not 6:40 yet. Oh, 6:40 Eastern, I see. 3:40.
3:40 Eastern, right. I can resend it.
Michael, did you have it? She's going to resend it?
Resend it. I can't find it. I mean, sometimes stuff gets nested in Gmail.
I got the one from this afternoon. Nancy got the one this afternoon.
Me too. One.
So, all right. I'm resending it. Can I just talk about it?
Yes.
Sure. You want to discuss it briefly?
Right.
Yes. Sure.
Right. So the original language in this, you know, the amendment would be just to the resolved part, you know, because there are a whole bunch of whereases. The amendment would be to insert a sentence in, or two sentences into the resolved section. And those two sentences are Janet Coburn has been serving as PMB secretary without financial compensation, and she requests this remain the case. Any financial compensation for assistance in support of the work of the secretary would go to others. So that the amended paragraph, the resolved paragraph, would read as follows. Resolved that the coordinating committee recommends the PMB approve financial support for the PNB secretary to prepare past and future open PNB meeting draft minutes. Janet Coburn has been serving as PNB secretary without financial compensation, and she requests this remain the case. Any financial compensation for assistance in support of the work of the secretary would go to others. Such paid assistance shall come out of the PNO budget and shall be on a temporary basis at a rate of no more than $20 an hour for up to 3 hours per meeting, coming to a total of $720 for the backlog and $60 per meeting going forward, and $1,000 lump sum for the upcoming in-person meeting.
Okay, this is a substitute motion to the original motion that we discussed.
Right.
That our last coordinating committee submitted over.
And may I just motivate a little bit?
Yes.
Quickly. So the way that the language had been put together, there was an impression by some people that I was trying to get paid for being the secretary, but I was not, and that was not my intent. It was to try to get assistance from others and pay them. And that's what this amendment would clarify.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
How much is this an hour? I think we were paying $25 before.
Well, I said no more than $20 an hour. We could change it, but
$20. Oh no, I think it. I couldn't remember what it was, the amount that we were paying.
Right.
Okay, $20 an hour. I missed that. Okay, go ahead. That's it.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion on this? Okay, is there any objection to forwarding this on to the as an agenda item for the P&B? Okay, no objection. Janet, you had something else?
Adriana.
I'm sorry, Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy, and then Adriana. Yeah, Adriana. Yes.
Okay. I already sent the motion. Is it personal? What?
I had a second.
Well, Adrian, is this related to Janet? Anything related to Janet, or is this something new?
It's just approved the motion without objection. When is the time to put other motions?
Well, Janet had two. When she finished hers, we're going to get to you. She said she had two items. That was just her first item. Okay, Janet, and then we'll go to Adriana.
Right. Okay, so there were a number of items that were not reached at the, at the April 20th, the last PNB meeting, the continuation meeting. One was the, actually was postponed. That was the coordinating committee motion and report. But the other is there were three items under new business, and I just wanted to discuss whether to carry any of them over, and I would propose at least one of them be carried over, and that is the motion regarding director's inspections of personnel files.
Normally everything is carried over unless it's someone takes it off, as I understand it, but
that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that that is agreed on.
Well, this is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Is there a motion about that? Is that a specific motion that was on there, or just a discussion, or what is on the agenda for that?
I think you had a specific motion. Did you have a motion?
There are three. Yeah, there are three motions under new business. There were three motions. Emotions under new business on the April agenda, and so they did not get addressed at either of the meetings. So I'm raising the issue of carrying those over to the May 5th meeting.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay, so my question was that a motion out of this committee?
Was what a motion?
The motion that you're talking about was in relation to the inspection.
That was a motion that was already on the agenda, the PNB agenda. There were three motions under new business.
By individuals, not
yes, system. Exactly.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? Well, like I said, automatically, I assume all the new business automatically carries over. So, okay, Adriana, you had something?
Yes, I already sent the email because the personal, with the motion from the personal committee, and I think that we need to put it up in the agenda because the personal committee, the 22nd, we request the PNB authorized committee to do the following. And our 4 points there, search for an ED, a standard process for evaluating GMs and PDs, evaluate the CFO and compile job description for all the staff, and review the foundation's personal handbook. We need to put high on the agenda because the personal committee cannot keep meeting without the authorization of the PNB. We are the personal committee is not
a standing committee.
I'm sorry, yes, standing committee. and that's why we need the authorization from the PMB. I hope that we can put it high on the agenda in the next meeting, because then the personal committee can keep working. This is the personal committee, what I just said, is the personal committee motion that was unanimous approved by the personal committee.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
I totally support that.
I mean, you want to bring this up in terms of a personnel committee report and bring that high on the agenda is what you're saying. Adriana.
Well, what I was hoping that we can, that will not be part of the committee report, because we don't have a committee report till we really have an authorization to act. I was hoping that we can put this motion up on the agenda, not as a personal committee report, just like an authorization for the personal committee to act. Because if we put it like a person, like committee report, we never will reach it on the agenda. And we are already in April, and the personal committee need to start working in those issues. Are very important.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
I'm wondering in terms of where or whatever, I'm thinking perhaps after the special order of business to amend the 2016 P&O budget. Would that make sense?
Yes. For me, that sounds okay.
Sure. I don't see any problem with it unless there's any discussion on it. Okay, any further discussion on these issues? Everybody saw these recommendations from Adriana? Okay, so we'll forward that where that's an item. We'll add a draft agenda item for the P&B meeting.
Michael?
Yeah, Michael?
Yeah, hang on a second.
I had a question and a report. The program committee is going to meet tomorrow. So if there are committee reports, it will be some kind of report from the program committee. And I think I mentioned at the last meeting, the KPFK local station board, in response to a request from our general manager, passed a motion asking the PNB to authorize a loan, and people, I did raise it. People said we need to discuss it with the IED and the CFO, and so I'm trying to get some guidance on that, what the procedure is for that. I'm new to this whole thing, so at the national level.
As I recall, the PNB wanted to know what the executive director and the CFO's did, thinking of that before they wanted to.
Think of what?
The KPFK LSB, in response to a request from the GM, Leslie, wanted to ask for the PMB to authorize a non-collateralized loan of up to $80,000, loan of loans, to help the station pay off its backlog of unfulfilled thank you gifts.
Adriana?
So I'm not asking necessarily to put on the agenda. I'm asking for some guidance on how to proceed with it.
Adriana?
Yes. I think that, this sounds to me like it's not the right way to go, because we know that the LSPs are subcommittees of the PMB. I believe that have, the PMB cannot act in something like that just because it's the recommendation of an LSB. I think that if that situation arises, they should go through the IED and the CFO in how to solve it. But I don't believe that is proper for an LSB as know, for such an authorization. I don't understand how that comes, really, but I'm still thinking that it's not the proper way. The proper way is through CFO and ID, and they should find a way, and that will be discussions. Supposedly, the leadership meeting should have those discussions, and then once that we have the opinion of the IED and the CFO, then the PMB can act on whatever recommendation we receive. That is putting like the cart before the horses.
Yeah, I'm not saying I want to put it on the agenda. I'm asking sort of where does it go next? I don't know if the GM brought it up to the management, the leadership team, so I'm a little in the dark. I was out of town for 3 or 4 days on the Mines and I Run, and then I've just been busy for 2 days doing layout in a newspaper. So I haven't had to follow up in any way. I'm on the call now with Lydia here. And
I think, we wanted to get an opinion from Lydia and the CFO. I mean, as a matter of procedural, it's better to run that through the executive director and the CFO first before bringing it to the board. Now, Lydia, are you familiar with that?
I am. But here's the thing. The reason it's being brought to governance, and I was not at that LSC meeting, but is because the vetting for conflict of interest seems to fall under governance. It's in the bylaws. There has to be a board hearing on conflicts of interest. Obviously, you cannot have such a hearing until the actual loans are secured in some way. So, in other words, until they come up with, well, we've got $10,000 worth of loans and this is who's giving it, whether we have to do it piecemeal or all at once, there's nothing for governance to do, so it doesn't belong on the agenda. Nor do you give will it be necessary to do a blanket motion? It's sufficient from the LSV that it's simply to find a way to pay off those thank you gifts. I think it's extremely important. It's hurting our bottom line. This is true at all the stations. And as long as what I told the GM was it has to be a zero interest loan. And these have to be zero-interest loans, and they would still have to be vetted by the PMB for conflict of interest.
Okay.
Or lack of conflict of interest. That's it.
Okay. The next item we have is that now I think we have the contract issue.
Janet, point of order?
Yes, Janet.
So, Michael... it's my understanding that Michael asked that a programming committee report be added to the May 5th agenda. Am I correct? And if so, we need to decide on that.
I mean, we normally have an item for committee reports, don't we? I mean,
right, but we list out specific committees, and so I just wanted to know, since I write up, come up with the agendas, so... draft agendas, I'd like to know.
Yeah, I'd be happy to make that as a motion, just to include the programming committee on the list of committee reports at the next PMB.
Is there any? Yes, Adriana.
Well, I believe that, again, we are inverting the orders. We don't even know if that committee will meet. We don't even know if they will have a report. We don't even know any of that. I think that the proper way is go through all the committee reports. Once that they have a report, we'll send it to the secretary to put it on the agenda, like the committee report. I don't know why we need to make that decision now, don't even knowing if that will be happening or not.
Okay, I said at the beginning, the committee is meeting tomorrow.
Will be the first time that you don't have quorum?
Okay, right.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Yes, I agree with what Adriana said. So if there is a report that the committee tomorrow wants on the agenda to notify the secretary, or the PMB. that you know, to request that.
Okay.
I mean, it says if they have a report, I mean, we should have a, like you said, I assume we have a space for committees.
Someone's in a noisy place, please mute unless you're speaking.
Okay, can everybody mute their phone? Okay. So, if you have a space for committee reports, I guess you put the program committee in that order and whatever committees are ready to report and have a report.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Right, but that report would have to, the request for that report, we don't know if there's going to be a report. That's kind of what Adriana was saying. So just, you know, if there is a report out of any committee, not just the programming committee, that the committee wishes to be part of a PNB agenda to notify the secretary to add it to the agenda, and that's fine. You know, I'll do that. Just need to be notified of it.
Okay. Any further discussion on this? Okay, the next item we have is the contract issue. Was there a... hello? Lydia, you got a motion on that?
No. Point of order.
Is it a meeting?
Yes. Janet, yes.
There was an item, in-person meeting date.
I thought we had this. But I thought this was before that. I thought we voted to quit this contract issue before.
I thought this was after that. Anyway, I don't care.
Okay.
I think that I put it after that.
Oh, you put it after the in-person?
Yes, was an item because the in-person meeting was part of the PNB meetings, okay. And after that come the...
Okay. Yeah. Okay, no problem. No problem. Lydia, you have an update on the in-person meeting and dates and that sort of thing?
The only thing that I have is that the what I checked out, and it was two of the hotels in Berkeley. One was union, one was non-union, but they're both prohibitive until around November. Like three times made in L.A. And so in addition, we don't have a full complement of the board, so I'm not proceeding until going much farther until things are decided, just in terms of numbers. Had I scheduled it for right now, it would be an incomplete board. So there you go. That's my situation, but it's not, it's going to be expensive. It's going to be a lot more expensive than L.A. Berkeley is anyway.
How about Oakland?
Oh, so, yeah. Oakland, the whole Bay Area is more expensive than what we were able to do that one time in L.A. And L.A. can be expensive, too, but not nearly as bad. So I am recommending that we, first of all, take one step at a time, get our full board, because we would have to consult a full complement on availability and so forth, and there you go. There's not much to report there.
Adriana?
And at point of information.
Is this related to, I heard Adriana and then Janet. Adriana.
Yes. What I want to know if do we have any motion on the PNB agenda for the whole PNB to talk about this issue? Because if not, will not be any decision on any pulling of the PNB if we don't put an issue like that on the agenda.
Well, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
It's part of my report. I think I had, maybe I didn't say that, but that's what I thought I would include in my report.
Ah, okay, okay, okay. Perfect.
Janet?
Yeah, so that's kind of what I wanted to know was similar to what Adriana just brought up, but under the committee reports and motions, et cetera, under coordinating committee, there were two items. One was the PNB secretary motion that we've already dealt with, and the other was a report on the in-person meeting date. And so what I'm hearing is that second part would not be part of the coordinating committee report. It would be part of the IED report. Is that correct, yes. Lydia?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion on this item? Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, Adriana.
Lydia, we already did it, but I want to reinforce that. I asked specifically the CFO to have the report, his report in writing, and I want to be sure that, I don't know how can we send a motion or ask him specifically. I think that it's very important for the PNB to receive. As we pass motions on the PNB about this issue, we need to receive the reports in writing.
I plan to have mine in writing.
I know that you will have yours in writing, but what I'm asking is if there's any way that we can reinforce that idea or put again that idea in like a request of the CFO, because if not, you know.
Well, that will have the committee. I think it's not.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Well, Adriana, I don't know if you saw, I replied to your email and I requested the CFO provide a report to the PNB before the May 5th meeting, a report in writing.
Yes.
Whether that would do it or not, I don't know, but I'm just saying.
Yes, I saw it. That's why. But like I said before, I more than once asked for the same thing. I want to. I don't know if it's the purview of this committee, but we need to ask for the report in writing. I mean, those verbal reports are not useful for the PNB or the listeners or any of that. They're just chaos and propaganda. And I hope that we. I don't know if we can do it from this committee, but we need to be sure.
Let me just, he's already stated that he intends to do written reports. I've mentioned it to him, and he stated that he intends to do written reports for every PNB meeting.
That never happened till now, right?
I'm sorry?
No, that's okay. That's okay.
And who was that? Somebody else had something else?
Yeah, Michael Sisak. I was going to suggest that you as the chair talk to him, but if you already have, so then that's fine.
I've already made that request to him that we need his reports in writing. He said he has no problem that he plans on doing all this.
I did have a different question. In response to the first thing he said about the financial situation, there was a suggestion that we might need an executive session if it involved personnel matters. Notice he was talking about layoffs or something. So I'm wondering if we have to schedule that or there needs to be some further discussion with him about whether he wants to talk about that.
I think we already scheduled an executive session, but if he is going to do that, then that would be the appropriate place. So we'll have to talk to him and specifically see what he, what it is he's talking about. Right.
Janet.
Yeah, Janet.
As far as I know, there no executive session was requested, and I don't know if that should be that's appropriate to discuss in this meeting. But
to set an executive session, I don't see why that wouldn't be. I thought I got a notice on the executive session, but I'll. Lydia.
Yes, possibly far.
Can everyone mute their phones? But Lydia.
So I would say that we will not have council because council was scheduled for our last meeting and we ran out of time, and now he will be out of phone range on the 5th. So so I did not envision an executive session. I would recommend that the board chair, whose agenda this is, draft agenda this is at the moment until the board votes on it, contact Sam and see if it's necessary and notify the secretary, the officers, and the vice chair. That's my recommendation.
I'll speak with him. I'll speak with him, but you don't have any items for a closed session on Thursday, so I'll speak with him.
No, all of my items would require counsel. Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Yeah, I just checked the calendar. No executive session is scheduled for May 5th, so you'd have to let me know to notice it.
All right. I'll speak with Sam tomorrow, so then, so we'll...
Well, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
In case that he said that we need one, tomorrow is the last day that we can schedule that there.
That's why I'm going to speak with him tomorrow, and I'll call Janet if he feels
okay.
That.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, next item we have is the contract issue. Lydia?
Yeah, I found yet another section having to do with the executive session, or rather with a contract that was really complicated, but and far more extensive than the motion itself. I think I might recommend that there be a task force to work on this. Tony would have to be on it. It involves a lot of legal stuff. But the broad strokes of it are, number one, there has been a change for, it included affiliates contracts, by the way. And this is back like in 2006. And it was never amended. But at that time, you didn't have these renewable affiliate contracts, and we have to look at that because this is like 180, I believe, and that seems rather prohibitive. And before, unless there was a change in the terms, the contract would simply continue, and that's what we have discovered in the course of the past couple of weeks. And that's just one kind of contract. The language does say that it depends on, you know, if it's just renewing a contract and the terms are the same, it doesn't have to be reviewed. The problem is that in this motion and in the process that I discovered just today, actually, it envisions a coordinating committee that is that meets frequently, like every 2 weeks or every week or something. It's like very, very frequently to review these contracts, and it requires every contract to be sent to the coordinating committee 14 days in advance of when it's due and for us to consider it. And, of course, we have these really tight meeting noticing requirements, and, contracts by their very nature, it really has two components. One is the legal language of the contract, and then the other is the financial aspect and commitment of the contract. I'm running into this every single day, by the way, in terms of the GMs and at the PMB level. And I'm constantly being asked to sign contracts. And most of them are your standard vendor insurance and blah, blah, blah. But whenever possible, and even if there's the most basic of questions, I do send it to our attorneys. But the volume of that is prohibitive when you're talking about the affiliates and so forth. So there are things that have never been put that are in practice that have never been passed by the board relative to some of the signing of the contract. And some of it I think is going to require an executive session. And in fact, quite a bit of many of these contracts will require executive sessions. So we have to come up with, I will send the document I'm talking about, and I'll send it to Adriana to send to the committee because I'm about to leave my office, so I don't have all the committee membership here. But nevertheless, it's really important to vet the policy very carefully in terms of the workload for committee members and as a committee in terms of the time-sensitive nature of most contracts. And also the need to have a legal, an official legal review. I have found throughout the network that GMs or unit managers or whatever that contract for the grant proposals are a contract when they send it back for you to sign. In many instances, I have found that in particular with, for example, the archives. And in the one grant, the peculiarities in it meant that the CFO had to make a lot of changes, and then our attorney had to make a lot of changes, and then they had to agree to it. It was quite a process. I cannot see for those kinds of contracts that it would be within the purview of the coordinating committee. So I think we have to take this, have a task force look at it, and break down the components, like at least some general criteria. And that has to be also how to handle the affiliate contract. And with the affiliates, it also means how you define the affiliate so that it's clear both on our website and in the contract. So our attorney has already vetted the affiliate's contract. I think he would probably, given the current situation, that he might want to take another look at it, and Tony has made some recommendations as well already. So I recommend that we form a task force to work on this.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Well, I think another component of this task force, which I support, should be who is authorized to sign contracts. So, like, for example, can those who the PNB has authorized to sign contracts unilaterally delegate the signing of contracts to someone else? You know, can contractual signing authority be delegated by somebody unilaterally? Which I don't think should be the case, but I'm just raising that as an issue.
Lydia, did you want to address that?
No, I also agree. I have I have been surprised at some of the things that some of the commitments that have been made that down the line cost us. Because it sounds good and it's expedient and whatever, you know, there's always a lot of reasons for it. Everybody's overwhelmed. And so it's easy to pass off the responsibility of signing certain types of contracts that seem to be nominal in terms of expense or whatever to other people and to have access for a long time. We never used to know who was on the bank account to sign this. I think the motion we passed will remedy that. But nevertheless, I fully agree. But first, I think if we can resolve whether we can form a task force.
Okay. Anyone else? Someone else wanted to?
Adriana.
Adriana, yes.
Yes, I believe that we need that task force. I believe that we need to put the foundation issues really in the right position, because we already experienced what happened when nobody knows who delegate to whom, but basically individual people without really the clearing to do it are approving contract and signing contracts and tidying the foundation in situations that are impossible really to keep. I think that our bylaws are very clear, and I don't believe that anybody else more than the PNB have the right to, I don't say be in every process of the discussion, but the contracts need to come, obviously, to the personal committee, and from there, once that they are approved, the personal committee to the PNB. But it's not the way that we are delegating such an important task, because the situation that the foundation is exactly the result of how sloppy that those contracts are. I don't understand how really employees can make that decision for the foundation and putting the foundation in such a terrible situation. We know that we pass motions freezing the hiring freeze, and we know that employees keep hiring people because of not consequences. I think that only the PNB is the one that authorized contracts. And we can make a task force, I agree totally, need to be something that is, if you want, small enough to produce results fast, but we cannot, it's unsustainable, this situation where people that don't have a clue are putting the foundation in this situation. I think that we need to solve that, and the PB have to do it.
Nancy to the stack.
Yes, Nancy.
At what point would any negotiations of the contract come in to the timeline of authorizing the contract? There might be, and who would be involved in doing the negotiation? It would seem like you would need some people from the respective stations who the contract affects to have their input as to why certain things need to be in a contract or they don't need to be in a contract, because they would be the ones that would know why a contract is written a certain way.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
That's why we need a task force. I mean, people, as knowledgeable as I think I am just by the virtue of having been on the various boards since 1999, and I have been stunned at the volume of contracts. But, they range everything from the mundane to more complicated contracts, and that's why there are unique situations in each case, and I agree with Nancy, there are some, if they're specific to a station, and the folks, have more knowledge, but that's why we have four directors for each station, and we have directors on the coordinating committee, at the very least one from each station, and in several cases more than one, because they hold officer positions. So I think, and they can be recruited. For example, I won't get into that. That might be executive session. But anyway, there are some significant contracts that I would recommend that this committee would say, I think we need a special committee to deal with this contract that would involve, for example, our counsel, the EB, the CFO, and if it's a, and in this case, it could be, a director from each station or something like that. And that's a large committee. From that, recommend that the attorney, CFO, and ED come up with the basic premise of it, and then the larger committee develop other aspects and raise a number of questions that can get us to the end of it, if we have the luxury of a lot of time. I'll tell you what I think also needs to be incorporated into any policy we pass is the idea. What I get a lot of is, I have to have this by tomorrow. There's no time to, vet this and go through blah, blah, blah. And that's true because they've been a while and haven't put it, haven't brought it to the appropriate people. So there need to be all kinds of aspects of this, which is why I favor a task force over the full committee to start working on it. It's not going to be resolved easily or expedient or quickly, but it's very necessary.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
All right, I'm going to just do it, say it. I move that the coordinating committee recommend a contracts policy oversight task force be formed to come up with a policy regarding how to deal with contracts, including affiliates' contracts, with respect to negotiating, reviewing, and signing contracts. Membership in this task force should include counsel, the ED, the CFO, and a director from each station.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What did you say about the composition again?
Counsel, the ED, the CFO, and a director from each station.
Okay. This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I would object to counsel at this point. When I say counsel should review contracts, but I mean it's the board's decision as to how to review the process, which is falls on the committees heavily at this juncture in terms of the policy. And so I'm not saying, I don't think we're there. A task force is usually pretty limited, so people have to, I mean, I definitely think it should be the chair because he's an attorney. And this is just to raise the contractual questions for the committee, for this committee to assimilate all of the aspects of it. That's all the task force would be at this juncture. That was
Janet. Point of information. Sorry.
Wait, if I may, it would be prohibitive and to invite counsel to attend the task force meeting. At this juncture.
Yes,
point
Janet.
Of information? Yeah. So what maybe I misunderstood, but so what now I'm hearing what you're saying is that this task force would be a task force of this committee.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. Yes. So I'm fine with changing the motion to make it be that and to remove counsel, to remove So,
Nancy, friendly amendment, Nancy.
Okay, this is Lydia again.
Yeah, Lydia, and then pure Nancy.
So, task force is just what that is, and it usually means it doesn't have a defined membership. It's open to whoever is available to join it. That is what I envisioned. Anybody who has the extra time, although I think that Tony needs to be on it, but other than that, I think whoever has time to join the task force, if we can arrange the time and whoever can attend the extra meeting. And whoever wants to. And we'll notify the entire committee, because that's what a task force usually
is. Adriana?
I heard Nancy and then Adriana. Yeah, Nancy.
Just wondering if there should be an amendment to, maybe this is just an amendment to create the task force so you don't need, at some point down the line you need to bring counsel in. I can understand, I agree it shouldn't be on the task force, but eventually down the line.
Okay. Adriana?
Oh, wait, and Janet again.
Mine was an amendment.
What was that? I didn't hear.
Mine was an amendment. My amendment is to strip everything after forming a task force. and the membership is open to anyone on the coordinating committee, period. That's my name. Because I'm a voting member. I forgot that on this committee I can make motions and vote. Okay.
Okay. Could you submit that in writing so we'll have it for Janet?
Can I just say I'm fine
Mayor,
with I haven't sent my motion yet, and I was changing it to include mm-hmm. what Lydia said. So okay. I'll do that now. Sorry. Okay. I'll send it now.
Okay. While she's doing that, Adriana, you had something?
Yes. Don't you think that that is an idea? Don't you think that we can call it, instead of task force, that is by itself, we can call a working group of this coordinating committee, that then the rules are not exactly the same, you know, it's whoever have the time and volunteer from the coordinating committee, and in a way, you know, it's more relaxed, and we don't need to have all the rules of the open meetings. The working group work and report to the coordinating committee. I think that will be better that way. I don't know.
Yeah, this is Lydia. I have no objection, but it would still require posting. CPB.
Okay. Janet is getting together her motion.
I sent it.
Okay, everybody received it?
Have to change email.
Not yet. Yes.
And I had.
There are a few words, extra words by mistake.
Did everyone receive it? Okay. And Janet, you said there were a few extra words missing, or what did you say? I think
the third and fourth. I have moves that the recommend the so remove the recommend. It should say move that the coordinating committee form, etc.
I have it. Nancy has it.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this motion?
Michael, point of information.
Yeah, Michael.
Just so I'm clear, this is an internal piece of business of this coordinating committee, or is this something that we're sending to the PMB?
It's part of the coordinating meeting, I think.
Yes. Yeah. It's not ready for an agenda item.
No, but I'm saying it says moves that recommend.
That remove that recommend. Remove the third and fourth
word. Okay, so move that the coordinating committee form a contract
yes.
policy oversight. Okay, so we're just passing a motion within ourselves, and we would then do it based on our own motion. Okay. My other question is, I don't understand the title of the committee, contracts policy oversight. Makes more sense to me, contract oversight policy, but.
Yes, sound better. That is my convoluted writing in English. Yes.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay. We're talking about a policy for the oversight of contracts, so that's the general idea.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Any other discussions or further questions on that?
I guess I would make that as a friendly amendment to the motion to change the order of those two words.
It's been an amendment to want to change the order of the words. Does anyone understand that? Any objection to that amendment? Okay, no objection. Any further discussion on this particular motion? Any objection to adopting this motion with the amendment? Okay, motion adopted with amendment.
Okay, that wraps up our agenda.
Great, terrific.
Thank you all.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.